Welcome to break number 26. We are going to turn to Romans 12:19. And you know, there's it's a misconception to me that people think a Christian needs to just roll over, take a hit in the back of the head, turn the other cheek, that sort of a thing, and be that soft person that somebody can abuse and use, and God gets the glory out of that. I don't believe God always gets the glory out of that. People need to realize that a Christian, one who follows the risen Savior, is not some wuss, is not some soft little piece of clay that anybody can mold. That we follow Christ. We follow the risen Savior. We follow a King James Bible. We know how to rightly divide a King James Bible, just the same as following Paul, because that's the only way you could do that. And yes, I know in Romans 12:19, it says this, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." Well, that's true. We have no doubt that what's coming around the corner here is the tribulation for people. This country is in dire needs, or I should say, this country is in dire need of being fixed. And from this point on, not that it ever could be, this will only be fixed by the coming of Jesus Christ. But until that takes place, this country, this world, is going to have to go through a passel of tribulation. But we're not in the tribulation yet. And yes, this is what Paul says. Paul says, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." That's true. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8, "In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ," which, by the way, is the risen Savior. We're not looking at the gospel of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We're looking at the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's through Paul. And yes, flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God. And yes, avenge not yourselves. Give place unto wrath. Vengeance is mine. It's up to God to take care of this stuff. But you also notice in chapter 12, the verse before, verse 19, and it says, "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." That's like what we could call like a loophole or an out. Not to go back and get vengeance on somebody, but some things have to be done to protect you or to protect your family or to protect others. Somebody jumps into a room and starts killing the 14 of the 15 people that are in the room, and you happen to have a gun on you for some unknown reason. And well, you're not going to shoot back because God will take care of him later. Yeah, but what about the 14 that are in that room? Can you not help take care of them? What about you? And you've got your family. You're going to shoot. You're going to take care of them. How do you come up with that? Because it says, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. So these men burst into your room. You know what? It's not possible to live peaceably with those guys. So you're going to roll over. Oh, I'm just going to put a flower in their gun. That's from my era of the 60s, 1968. Ta-da. And I'm gonna win these people over with my love, or whatever people are saying nowadays. Yes, avenge not yourselves, and give place unto wrath. Vengeance is mine, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God. Yeah, their day is coming, but right now, in certain situations, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. There comes times where it doesn't lie in you to live peaceably with somebody who's doing something to you, to your family, or whatever. And so it's not possible. You have to do what you have to do. So, go do it.